In Parshas Tazria Mitzora, so we read a lot about the Taras, Tumas Taras. Yadua Taras, the Gemara Nerechin says, comes on the oven of Lashon Hara. So I want to try to work a little bit on Shmir HaSapeh from Lashon Hara. Regarding this Indian of Shmir HaSapeh from Lashon Hara, the famous Chazal, Yerushalmi in Brochus, Perek Alpha Locha Beis, brings a Maimer from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It says the following, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Ilu ha-yisi oimen ha-har Sinai b'shoshan it naturally Yisrael. If I was around by Harsina, Yisi mevakish me-kadosh Baruch Hu she-yivrel na-odom shnei piyos, then I would have thought that the best thing would be that a person would have, a man should have two different mouths. Ha-pe-echot she-yedaber b'ter v'pe-sheni she-yaseh b'yaz kol tzorchav. He had one mouth that's designated only for Divrei Torah, Divrei Kedusha. And the second mouth would be take care of all of his other things, business matters, food, discussing, schmoozing. That was what he thought originally. Chaz of Amar and his maskana was not the way. Umam peh me'echod sheyesh l'adam eini yochel lezor medaber v'loshon hara. Madach now that we have one peh, one mouth, it's hard enough for a person to control himself from talking l'loshon hara. If you have two pairs, two mouths, imagine how hard it would be to watch his mouth from talking Lashon Hara. That's the Rav Shimon Chai. So the first part of what Rav Shimon Chai says that there would have been a mila to have two separate mouths, one for Divrei Torah and one for other Mili Dalma. Shmaitza and Agdam explains what would be the mila of having one mouth only for Divrei Torah. So he brings from the Maharal that the Be'emes is, we know there's a Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebalpeh. And Torah Shebaksav is written on a class in the Sefer Torah. What is Torah Shebalpeh? Does Torah Shebalpeh have a class? Says the Maharal, brings the Shmaitza from the Maharal, that it does have a class. The mouth of Klal Yisrael, the mouth of Yid, that's supposed to utter the Divrei Torah, that is really the class. Says the Shmaitza, we know that a class for Sefer Torah, it has a din that it's supposed to be ibud lishma, it's supposed to be made in a way that it's designated only for Divrei Torah, for Sefer Torah. Look, the Shmaitza, that is the maila that Rishon Mechai first thought. It would be a maila that of your mouth, which is supposed to be the klaf of Torah Shabbat Peh. If that is going to be designated only for Divrei Torah, that's lishma, then it's lishma. If it's used for other things, for Mili Dalma, for business, for schmoozing, for other taking care of other inyan of the alma, then it's not lishma. This was the maila why Shimon ben Yochai thought that it would have been better to have a mouth that's designated only for the Divrei Torah. What was his maskana? His maskana was that no, we need to be able to control the lashon hara. Sounds like in a chanami it would have been a maila taka after the Divrei Torah, but we need to be able to watch the mouth from lashon hara, talking lashon hara. But the MS is a kasha, and this is a point we want to discuss. The kasha on the conclusion of the Shimon Yochai is maskana. What's he saying? Now that we have one mouth, it's hard enough to talk, to control yourself in Lashon Hara. If we could have two mouths, like the Havamina, that would be better for Divrei Torah to have a mouth that's separate, a separate mouth for Divrei Torah. How much harder would we watch both of those mouths from talking Lashon Hara? We have to understand. If it would have been have two mouths, it doesn't say that the human being, the mensch, would have two brains, would have two seichels. He would have one head, one seichel, one brain, and two mouths. L'chaira, he wouldn't have been able to talk with both mouths simultaneously. He would still only be able to talk one mouth at a time. So why is Rav Shimon Chai saying that if he would have had two mouths, he would be harder to talk Lashon Hara, he would be harder to watch mouth talking Lashon Hara. Would he talk more? L'chaira, the beer in the maskana of Rav Shimon Chai is a big aside. Rav Shimon Chai does not mean to say that if a person would have two mouths, he would talk more. No, that's not what it means. The biggest side here, what I mean is like this. It's true, indeed, it's better to have a separate mouth that's designated totally only to speak Divrei Kedusha and Divrei Torah. And the other mouth should take up all the other mundane things. But, however, there's a big danger here. Kol zman, that a person has two mouths, so he's very liable, very prone to think, okay, there's two rishuis. I have one mouth that's designated for Kedusha, another mouth anyways, it's a low mouth, it's a Divrei Chol. Kilo, this two reshuyas. It's two separate things. Two separate things. Right, anyways, what's so bad if I fill that mouth with garbage and I don't try to elevate that mouth? Right, anyways, it's not connected to it's not a venue of kedusha. once there's one mouth, and then the person identifies, this is the same mouth that others divrei Torah. This is the same mouth that others divrei Kedusha. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Dvar Hashem. Utters the words of the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rabbi Gvei Igros Kasha. That same mouth, well, now I have to talk about the Yonig Da'alma, I have to talk about every business, I have to talk about any things, hobbies that a person wants to talk about. But that same mouth, so the influence from the mouth, the same mouth that talks Divrei Kedusha, is so much stronger because it's one unit. This is a big Yisrael in Avodah. Sometimes we think that it's better to separate the Yonig Kedusha from Yonig Chol. And Mitzarecha, there would be a big Maila, would be a big upgrade for the Yonig Kedusha. But that's not the tachlis in this world. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's a mixture of Kodesh V'Chol. And the true tachlis is that there should be one being and one body that from both of them is Oisik. In Gilni Kedusha and V'Chol, and the Kedusha has its influence to raise up the Chelek of the Chol. And give a mashal in a few different areas. We know there's a musik of Atzoyim Atainis, which helps a person. It's a kapara, it's a tshuva, and helps a person practice abstinence, control, self-controls over his taiva. There's a musik of a taina, of a tzayim, that your temik a tainus, that you don't eat anything. But there's another musik called tainus harayvid. I mean, Yoina brings it. Tainus harayvid is an interesting type of tainus. What is it? Is that you don't abstain totally from food. No, you're eating. But the end of your meal, you leave the last morsel, the last piece, the last chalik, the last portion, you leave over and you say, okay, I'm not going to eat that. What's the genius? There's an ingenious idea behind this tainus harayvid. When a person has a day of fasting, so then, yeah, he controls himself for a day. But then when he comes back to eating, he has a steak, he has his kishmaka pizza, whatever he has. So then he turns into an animal, he turns into a fasser. And we have, now in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to the Tkufa of Ramadan by the Arabs, so it's well known that this is what happens during the day. They kaviyachol, quote unquote, practice self control. But at night you look at them, they're behemoths. Mamish, they're behemoths. They raid the stores. There's absolutely no self control because it's too rishuyas over here. There's nothing. I control myself at a certain time, but ba'etzim, when I'm back to myself, so then I let everything out. The tainus harayvid is such a genius. There's an unbelievable depth here. Is that no, when I'm eating, it's a day I'm eating my steak, I'm eating my sandwich, I'm eating, I'm indulging. But there's control at the same time. I have a height. There's the height of a human being that he doesn't taken over by his animalistic. Taivis achila. This is the yisoid of what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is saying is maskana. I want to take it to one more idea. It's true about when a person has a chelik that the day of he learns, and the chelik of the day he's always sick in business. I know. Very often we have somebody who's at one point learning, he was full-time learning and decides to go out into the business world just to make a living parnasa. And very often there's a liable to have the split, I call sometimes almost like kaviyachol separation of church and state. He had a time when he was identified himself as a Torah individual. But now I'm a different person. That's a mistake. That's the ultimate mistake. That's the ultimate mistake. The way that Torah influences a person is to realize that he's the same person. It's not two separate people. When you have a kfiyas itim, and when you dress like a ben Torah, you have different signs, different things that create a unity between the chelik of you as a ben Torah and you as a learning person. This is true for someone who is working the whole day. It's true for some people split their day. They have a time that they're learning first day, they're working half the day. There are some people who, it's a split. It's like these two mouths, like the two mouths of Shem Bayechayin is Havamina. It becomes two things. That's the biggest danger. When the mouth of the Chol is separated from the mouth of the Kedusha, mouth of the Divrei Torah, who knows? That's what Shem Bayechayin is saying. How much Lashon Hara would speak to Ainu? There is no bridge of influence. There is no one unit. It's not the same person. A person reasons, a person he indicates himself and he says, okay, this is anyways chol. This is not connected to the chaylik of a kedusha. This is a dangerous thing. This is one of the ikur yisoydis for a bentoro who now became a working person. A bentoro became a working person who works part of the day, works full time. One of the ikur nekudis is the maskona v'shemer lechol. No, this is one mouth. This is one person. This is the biggest side of the Maskana of Shimon Ben Yochai. And this is what he means, getting back to our parasha of Tazria Mitzvah. This is the aside. Our goal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, we must talk. We must talk, meaning the Alma. We're put in this world. There's many halakim of mundane things that have to be taken care of, and we will talk about that. Everyone has their chilek they talk about. And we need to be able to control that. We have to realize that it's our same mouth, the same mouth that's in Isaac, in Divrei Torah, that's uttering Dvar Hashem, that is saying over and expressing the beautiful words of Tefillah, the beautiful words of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu words, all the daily Torah, their words. The words of Torah is the same mouth that's uttering words of business, words of shmuzing, shmuzerai. That's part and part of the same exact thing. When we identify them together, there's a tremendous elevation, the tremendous hashpah that mouth of Divrei Torah has to the mouth of Divrei Chol. Let us view this aside, let us understand this aside, and use it in all halakim of life. And there's Hashem, b'zoicha, too. The pasuk that tells us, "Shani chameiros tasech midav b'mirmo, sumer asei toiv." As Hashem, we zeicha to a life of chayim aruchim, avin Shabbos.